My name's Andrew Lahey. I will be presiding officer for the next couple of sessions. I'm from Blake's in Toronto, Canada. So our next session is on distressed M&A, the current state of the art. So outlining current issues facing buyers and sellers and businesses, various degrees and types of distress. Jeff Jones will be moderating this next session. Jeff is a managing director at Stevens. Prior to joining Stevens, Jeff was a managing director at Black Hill Partners. Chad Coben is a senior managing director, corporate finance and restructuring at FTI Consulting here in Dallas. Chad specializes in advising companies and the capital partners on corporate finance related matters. Samantha Hale Crispin is an M&A partner at Baker Botts here in Dallas. Samantha is firm-wide chair of the corporate department and serves on the firm's executive committee. Ian Peck is a partner at Haynes Boone in Dallas as well. His practice focuses on bankruptcies, out-of-court workouts, and distressed M&A transaction across a range of industries. So I'll turn it over to our panel now and enjoy the session.
Great, thanks very much. Jeff Jones, the moderator here. Just to orient you on the panel, I've spent about half my career in regular way M&A and the other half in distressed M&A. Ian, here to my left, your right, entire career at Haynes & Boone, 25 plus years in the restructuring group, ran the group at one point. Samantha is a regular way M&A banker, but has, as you'll learn, been involved in a number of distressed situations, large ones like Asarco, among others. Chad at FTI spends pretty much 100% of his time in distress. So you've got a good mix here. We'll try to give you a little learning here. So why don't we dive right in on some questions. Samantha, let's start with you. And I'm just curious, why would one choose to file bankruptcy in order to get a company sold versus just selling it out of court?
So it really depends on the problem that needs to be solved. Sometimes companies are in distress not because they're operationally challenged, but it may be that they're facing other external claims, liabilities like big tort claims or a big judgment. And if you've got a situation where the likely market value for your company is going to be less than, you know, the actual or perceived risk of liabilities, I think that's when filing in the bankruptcy process makes a lot of sense, because you can come up with a deal, you can deal with those liabilities, kind of box them up, get them discharged or get them taken care of, and then focus on getting the business sold.
Other thoughts? Chad, Ian?
Well, Chad, I'll jump in and suggest that, you know, one of the drivers, and probably the biggest driver for companies that decide, you know, ultimately to go into bankruptcy to accomplish a sale, is really outside forces. Not just the economic ones that Samantha mentioned, but also more immediate ones. A lot of times if a company is experiencing distress, they're feeling a lot of tension and push from their secured lenders to make something happen quickly. And those lenders a lot of times like to see the process unfold in bankruptcy rather than outside. The other thing, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, is that the buyers out there in the world don't feel great about buying a distressed company, knowing that the seller may ultimately file bankruptcy after the transaction happens to clean up whatever lingering liabilities it has. There's some risk to that buyer, which we'll talk about in a minute, but the primary one is fraudulent transfer or successor liability challenges that come up after closing, and those don't really exist inside of a bankruptcy sale.
I think the other thing that I'd add to that, Sometimes companies will, if you're operationally challenged and you may have too many leases, for example, and you expanded too quickly, you might use that bankruptcy tool as an opportunity to clean up the operations of the business. And so oftentimes that may be, while it may not be a big contingent liability or a judgment or something along those lines, it may be another opportunity to take it through a bankruptcy, leverage the bankruptcy tool to clean up the business and then effect a transaction through a sale in court.
Do Great point, Chad. Yeah, and as we'll learn later, there are a number of tools available to the company that does file Chapter 11.